you want to hear an Irish joke?
Sure.
Dude, I wish you would have taken a shower tonight because you smell like shit.
Put on your shit kickers and kick some shit. Put on your shit kickers and kick some shit. Put on your shit kickers and kick some shit. Put on your shit kickers and kick some shit. Put on your shit kickers and kick some shit. Put on your shit kickers and kick some shit. Put on your shit kickers and kick some shit.
Welcome everybody. Welcome to Music You Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors to the bar to listen to music containing profanity.
To the bar?
In the bar tonight we have Neighbor Paul. Neighbor Paul, say hi.
Hello, everyone.
And in the bar tonight we have Neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
Hello.
And soon to be in the bar, arriving any minute via text messages or
via text
short creamy ejaculation, we will have Neighbor Brett. Neighbor Brett, say hi. Perfect.
Brett's not here yet.
Perfect. All right, so what day is it, guys?
St. Patty's Day.
March 17, 12 after 20.
That's right. 12, is that right?
It's
that late.
Just so you know, we're in the back booth of this kind of dive bar, and there's karaoke going on in the corner.
Yep, so you are going to hear us applaud at times. You are going to hear us boo at times. We're trying to maintain a low profile in the back of the bar, but we are going to rip off a podcast. So, what do you guys know about St. Patrick's Day?
Something about some dude leading people out of Ireland. Or leading the snakes out of Ireland.
Really?
Something like that, I suppose, yeah.
Wow, on
now,
that,
I heard another story of St. Patrick's Day.
I read this morning, okay, I didn't see any of that bullshit.
Where God decided to hire a pagan, some pagan in Ireland, to teach the pagans about Christianity.
Oh, well,
right?
Yeah.
So that's like telling a baby to teach a dog how to do geometry.
Bravo, bravo. Well, that's very similar to the St. Patrick story. All I know is this holiday dates from the fucking 5th century. So just like Valentine's Day, which dates back to like the 1400s, no, the hundreds, this is a really old holiday. A super old holiday.
What does it mean in the U.S. though?
It just means, what do you think it means, Dave?
It means, let's party.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I don't know anybody Irish.
I don't know. I have relatives who, it matters to them, but they moved here in the 1920s and 30s as little kids, right? So this shit matters to them. But to us, it's green beer. Not us at the table. But right. Most people in America, it's green beer and a bunch of bullshit.
That's right. Fucking,
Right.
So did you guys find any, well, actually, Paul, we weren't expecting you to be here. So Dave and I did a lot of prepping for this podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Mostly, like, precise prepping for this podcast.
All right. Precise prepping for the podcast.
Right. Yeah. And I had a hard time finding some, what do you call it, some Irish music.
Well, this isn't exactly Irish music, but I got a drinking song. You want to hear a drinking song?
Well, since that's what the holiday means in the United States, let's hear a drinking song. What do you got? Right.
This is by a country singer named Toby Keith.
Oh, boy, this is feeling St. Patrick-ish.
Have we ever played country on this out on this show?
We did a country episode once.
Yeah, oh. you were just a glimmer in our eye at that time.
I was still in Tony's womb.
You were still in my sack.
What do we got here, Dave? This is Toby Keith with what?
This is called Red Solo Cup by Toby Keith.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer.
I hate this song already.
Hey, Red Solo Cup.
Oh. Dude, you just miss it.
I heard the word testicles.
Decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo! Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party.
I hate this song.
Sounds like a Barney song.
It does.
If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gumdrops, oh, what a rain that would be. Standing outside with my mouth open.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack.
Although he's got sort of a Johnny Cash cadence and voice style.
It's more Johnny Cash than Barney, for sure.
Right. But it's got a gay chorus, and I don't think Johnny Cash, I don't think had gay chorus.
Can we gong it? Would you be offended if we gonged it?
You can gong it if you want.
Solo cup.
Dude, okay, oh my God.
Just
dude.
So you know, you just offended half the country.
So you're telling me that's a pretty popular song?
That is a very popular song.
Yeah, you can thank Clear Channel for that bullshit.
Exactly, fuck them.
that song didn't have shit to do with St. Patrick's Day. It wasn't Irish. It didn't rhyme. Well, it did rhyme too much. Who cares? The Boys of St. Paul, the Barney backbeat?
No, it sounded like it was from a fucking Barney little kid show.
Yeah, the bogus Barney backbeat. That's two phrasings. What do you call those things, Paul?
Alliterations.
Yeah, that's two alliterations I've done on this podcast.
Outstanding.
Triple alliterations I've done.
You're the fucking genius.
You guys, as soon as you heard the opening bit of it, you dismissed it and didn't really listen.
I heard the word testicles, which usually tells me joke rock.
It's a little joke rock. It is. But yeah, it's joke country rock, and it's a drinking song. And it's a drinking anthem half the country loves because it's like... It's Toby Keith.
Big deal. I didn't like it, but Tony and I don't like country music.
Well, and go ahead, Paul.
I'll listen to Johnny Cash, and I like a bunch of the old school country, but I rarely hear anything in the past 15 or 20 years that's called country music that I care about.
I don't either, but I have an open mind, and I will listen.
I do
and
too,
that
bitch.
Is a good song.
I'll listen to that
fun
fucking shit.
Drinking song.
I thought that was...
But you didn't listen.
So. Well, that was sissy Barney shit.
Yeah, and you're saying just because it involved drinking, it qualified as a St. Patty song. Bullshit.
I'm saying I don't like most country music, but I like that song because I took the time to listen to it.
I like Lady Antebellum shit. That's country, isn't it?
Okay, let's stop lambasting him. Right. Dave, did you find any actual...
I like the argument. The argument is good.
I did a search in my music collection for Saint and Pat, and I found a few songs that worked. And I actually found quite a bit of true bagpipe blaring... descended from the west of the British Isles Irish music. So I'll put my shit up against whatever you can bring.
Oh, dude, I got so much Irish music, it's sick.
Wait, so you first played some country shit, but you got a ton of Irish shit to play?
I've got tons of Irish shit.
And Tony, what, you got a bunch of Irish shit?
I got a bunch of Irish shit we can play.
Well, bring that fucking shit on. Let me hear this, because I didn't think I was coming. I'm sorry I didn't prepare very well. But I know you fuckers do your research when you really need to, and tonight's Patrick's Saint Night, so play your fucking shit. Let me hear it.
Are you saying you'll be the judge of that?
If you want.
You want an Irish beat down?
All right, here we go. Just as we did with Neighbor Bread and the Who Can Cover Smells Like Teen Spirit better.
Now, just so you know, my money's on Tony from the start, because you just brought that horse shit country shit.
Showdown time. What do you got?
Don't disappoint me,
Dave.
I'm going
to bring you the best... Irish music in North America.
All right, what's that?
This is Metallica.
Metallica? That's not... Is it them or the Irish version of them?
Oh, Metallica. Whiskey in a Jar.
What does this have to do with St. Patrick's Day?
It's got the word whiskey in the title. Is this a cover, Dave?
This is a cover.
Of who?
The Dubliners.
Okay.
So if we're doing that ESPN thing where you get points for the points you are making, the relevant points you're making, you know, if you make a good point about the topic, they go ding, 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 and they give you points, you got 0 points right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard this song. This song has no profanity in it. Fuck this.
All right, next song. What do you got, Tony? Is it your turn, or is he bringing a few and you bring a few?
No, it's my turn.
Back and forth.
I don't know. Is Amazing Grace even an Irish song?
Of course it is, yes.
Okay, I have.
That is
Dropkick.
So American. What are you talking about? No, that's not Irish.
No, it's Irish.
Paul's
go
the judge
it.
Of this, Paul.
Yeah. I am the end all and be all. And
Amazing
fuck
Grace
all.
Is Irish?
Of course it is.
Fuck you.
He is the end all be all of
Jeff. Fuck you and fuck you.
Jeff
play your song.
You haven't lost yet. It's just 0-0. Shut up.
All right. No. So even if it isn't Irish, which it is, I have the Dropkick Murphys, who are from the Massachusetts area and are of Irish descendants. I have Dropkick Murphys with Amazing Grace.
Let's go. Scottish bagpipes.
Oh, man.
Does this have any profanity?
Do they even sing?
It does not, and I don't think they sing. Paul, can I play music without profanity?
Probably not a good idea when we're seeking profanity.
Fuck. All right, Dave, bring your next.
I almost gave you a point for good rockin', but nope.
Okay,
so you guys didn't believe me that Metallica was an Irish band, so
right.
I'll go with the real Irish band, the Pogues.
All right.
Cue it up, Tom.
Bing! 1 point, Dave.
Do you wonder what the song name is?
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
It's called Whiskey in the Jar.
Imagine that. Bing! 2 points, Dave. We're looking for a swear word.
Yeah, that didn't have profanity either, so, but at least does it get 30-second clip?
Hell yeah, Dave's up 2-0 here.
All right, well,
bring something, Tony.
Let me Irish it up. I have a band called the Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, yeah, never heard of them. Who are they?
Yeah, well, they're this band from the Massachusetts area that have descended from the Irish Isles.
Right.
So this is Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya
Irish
by the
Isles
Dropkick
are,
Murphys.
Okay.
Well, on the road, a sweet a thigh, haroo, haroo. Well, on the road. The sweet a thigh haroo.
Now listen to that.
Oh yeah.
The sweet a
thigh. Oh yes.
Hoorah.
1 point, Tony.
I gotta give you that.
That was super abrupt. All right. 2-1, Dave, right now.
Johnny Come Marching Home. Johnny Come Marching Home is a song about going to war and coming back. This song is Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya because you went off to war and you got killed, so you're a dipshit. It's an anti-war song, an anti-battle song.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, in other words,
there
right?
There you go, right from fucking Northern Dublin.
All right,
what do
well,
you got, Dave?
Tony, you're down 2-1.
And I know my Irish... No, dude, right there, my Irish history.
There was no
that
swear.
That is.
I don't care. You weren't singing. Maybe if you were singing that Irish history,
that was
swear
born
word.
From the streets of Dublin.
Sorry, man, I gave you a point. It was good Irish music.
Asshole. What do you got, Dave?
This is going to sound a little weird, but... I'm bringing Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy?
Fuck?
What song does Thin Lizzy do that's even remotely Irish?
It's Thin O'Lizzy, and they are singing Whiskey in the Jar.
Wait,
is it Whiskey? Is it National Whiskey Day?
Whiskey in the Jar is one of the all-time Irish anthems. And here it is, my favorite version of Whiskey in the Jar, Thin Lizzy.
This has nothing to do with nothing.
This has nothing. Well, it's okay. Dave, all your music comes from is the same fucking song done by 10 different bands. That's not fair. And just because they say whiskey doesn't mean it's Irish.
That is Whiskey in the Jar is a famous Irish song.
There's no such thing as Irish whiskey.
And Whiskey in the Jar has been done by so many bands that it's insane because it's a famous Irish song. And the reason you think it's Metallica is Metallica won a Grammy for that song.
No.
That's a good point, but it still doesn't get you points. Has nothing. None of this shit has anything to do with St. Patrick's Day.
Wait. Okay, time out. He brought the same fucking song 10 times over. Doesn't count. I have a different song here by a band called Dropkick Murphys.
Okay,
and this one actually has profanity. And this is And Paul, you've played this on the podcast.
I have.
Just coincidentally, this is a Spicy McHaggis jig by Dropkick Murphys. Right. Got bagpipes. I get a point in that.
Now, wait a second. That shit is awesome, and I do remember playing that, but what the fuck, guys? You played one goddamn fucking song over and over again, Dave, and all you got is the fucking Dropkick Murphys. You ever heard of another goddamn fucking band from Ireland?
Suck it, Tony.
Hold on.
And Dave's winning 2-0.
I got a Billy Bragg. Billy Bragg's from... Oh, fuck, he's British.
He's British.
Okay, The Who. Fuck,
dude. British.
Really?
Wait, I got the Dubliners doing the Whiskey in the Jar.
My guys are from Massachusetts.
How about W3?
I got the Grateful Dead doing Whiskey in the Jar.
Okay, wait. What about Swell Season? Do you remember Swell Season?
I got the
Swell Season doing Whiskey in the Jar.
I don't care. Paul, just be the fucking judge of this, and then I'll play my song.
Tony, I love you. I was rooting for you because I thought that lame-ass Toby Keith shit sucked ass. But he won 2-1. But that's like saying someone won the goddamn World Series, scored 5 runs in 7 games, and you scored 4 runs in 7 games. It sucked.
Why did he even win?
I don't remember. I didn't take notes on
what was Irish about any of his songs.
He played the Pogues. That's all that matters.
Because they're from Ireland?
No. Play the fucking song again if you want the details, prick. He fucking won.
He won because you decided.
I decided.
I'm the decider.
Hey, we once said, according to Dave, that if my opinion...
You suck it, bitch.
If my opinion comes out, it becomes a fact, and therefore fact is a fact.
I'm calling in Brett
as an
expert.
I'm on my earphones, and all I can hear from the neighbor fucking Paul is fuck.
Hey, guys, we're attracting attention.
Bottom line is, I beat your ass, biatch.
Yeah, but...
All right,
you both sucked.
Who cares? Because I get to play the next song.
All right. It's your show.
Congratulations. After the beatdown I gave you, Dave, on the Smells Like Teen Spirit cover band contest.
I think that was rigged, by the way.
Whatever,
I still debate the outcome of that one.
Whatever. I'm going to play you a band called, an Irish song from a band called the Dropkick Murphys. And this is called...
Is it the Dropkick Murphys doing Whiskey in the Jar?
That would be perfect. This is Dropkick Murphys doing Kiss Me, I'm Shitfaced.
All right. Cue it up!
I play in a band with the best in the land. We're big in both Chelsea and France. I play one mean guitar and then score at the bar. There's a line of chicks waiting for their chance. So come on now, honey, I'll make you feel pretty. These other gals mean nothing to me. Let's finish these drinks and be gone for the night, 'cause I'm more than a handful, you'll see. So kiss me. A car. I'm an ex-football star with degrees from both Harvard and Yale. Girls just can't keep up. I'm a real machine. I've had far better sex while in jail. I design the stairs taller. I make $2,000 an hour. I cook the world's best duck flambé. I'll take the pick. Girls jockey for me. I don't need these lines to get laid.
So there we go. Of the Dropkick Murphys songs in the world, that's not the strongest, but it has a catchy name.
Right, exactly.
You know what else is Irish?
What?
A fucking movie Once.
Never heard of it.
Swell Season. Remember the band?
Vaguely.
You never saw that?
Vaguely, I don't remember.
Oh, dude, okay. In like 2000, let me check my notes here. Hey, Brett, sit. Hey, Brett, come sit.
Sit, boo-boo, sit.
Hey, Brett, come sit.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever see the movie Once?
Nope. Can we play some real fucking Irish?
I want to talk about the fucking movie Once, and nobody's seen it. Glenn Haskard and Mia Djokovic.
Wait, I saw it.
Paul, have you seen the movie Once?
I've seen the movie Once.
All right, what is the movie Once?
It's about a folk singer who like kind of wanders the street and plays for change on the street, and then he meets this chick who's a good singer, and they like form a little band, record some music, and fall in love.
Would you call it a chick flick?
Yes.
Would you call folk music the most boring music in the world?
Yes.
Okay, so here you have a movie that's made of folk music, a chick flick who's made of folk music, or something like that. You know what I'm trying to say.
It's the ultimate chick flick.
But it's Irish. It's Irish is what I'm trying to say. So I took the soundtrack for Once, and I drilled down to look at the titles, because I have this at home, and I found a lot of profanity in the titles.
In the titles?
Yeah, dude. And so I found the song Two Tongues. Listen to it. No profanity, nothing. I found the song I Have Loved You the Wrong Way. Listen to it. Nothing. No profanity, no obscenity. Feeling the Pull. No profanity, no obscenity.
Intriguing title.
Indeed. All the way down. Guess what? No fucking penises. No blowjobs, no obscenity, no profanity. Broken-hearted Hoover sucker man.
What?
Nope. Nothing. Fucking.
That's the name of the song?
That's the name of the song.
Wait, say it again.
Broken-hearted Hoover sucker guy. No profanity. You know, and that's not such a shock, but at least the song All the Way Down, that has to have profanity in it, right?
You figure.
Nope, nothing. So I don't know. The fucking Irish never came up with shit that had profanity in it. Period. Period. There's only one Irish band, and only there's two. The Dropkick Murphys and the Pogues. Wait a minute, there's only one because Dropkick Murphys aren't even fucking Ireland. They're from fucking Massachusetts.
Good point.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Two points. You tied Dave now.
I did?
Yeah!
Wait, that contest is over. Come on. You can't open up the bidding later.
I'm sorry. I never declared a champion.
All right. You didn't. That's right.
Let's fucking finish this podcast.
All right.
If anybody in this room can fucking play one more song that has Irish people in it, then I'll be happy.
How about Old Standby, a classic. My grandparents listen to this.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in. Let's hear some old Irish folk jigs.
This shit is Shamrocks and Shenanigans by the House of Pain. First released in 1897. Cue that fucking shit up, all right? There's a lot of static. The reason there's a lot of static is my great-great-grandpa Bill O'Brien was friends with Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison was friends with George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver invented the phonograph record. Thomas Edison and invented the fucking phonograph record.
Invented the record player.
Yeah, record player.
So surely you jest.
No, I'm not jesting, Shirley. This shit is serious, and these are two guys from Brooklyn in 1897, and this shit just came out the past year, so it's on Wikipedia. You can look this shit up. And it's called Shamrocks and Shenanigans, and it's an early recording of the first rap song in the history of North America. Maybe the first rap song ever. Like the horse named McGraw from the cartoon. Boom, shalak, lock, boom. Boom, shalak, lock, boom. All right, now. Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Here comes the caper, straight with the taper, the lyric skyscraper, hit you like the lyrical murderer. I know you think I have, but yo, I never heard of ya, just because you heard of me, kid. Fuck around with you, you do the lifetime bid. I'll put you in the dirt and leave you ass for dead. When it comes to tools, these are sharpest in the shed, cause I'm the 55 Cadillac.
You're full of shit.
Okay, and on that shitty note, let's take this podcast out. Hey, neighbor Brett, bring this beat back, come here. Oh, wait, here comes our beers.
Not for you, smartass.
Wait a minute. I want to call you Neighbor Shirley, but...
It's not Shirley.
It's not Shirley, is it?
Markella.
Markella, do you have any sage words of advice for when we take this show out?
Yeah, take a seat.
Right there, right there.
Let's hear what you got to say.
Never fuck with the person that serves you your food.
Yeah.
Now that sounded right.
All right, and
how
on
excellent was that?
And on that note, thank you everybody for listening to this shitty podcast. You got anything to say? Email Brett, musictoswearby@gmail.com. All right. Until next time, Brett, say something.
Mother, maggot, McCracken.
All right now, boom, shalak, lock, boom. All right now, boom, shalak, lock, boom. A little louder, boom, shalak, lock, boom. Everybody, boom, shalak, lock, boom. All right now.
Please postpone the podcast until I pee, please.
Wow, not bad at all.
Wow.
Oh, I just pissed myself.